B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Andrea.
Hey.
Hey, madam. How can we help you?
I've been in this relationship for like a month. It seemed like it was cruising to a whole new level and things were going awesome. And boom, ghosted. Not a word, not a message, nothing.
Oh, well, this is easy. What'd you do last time you hung out with him?
Not a whole lot of talking, but I guess I should explain that we're in sort of what some people might find an unusual situation, that I'm in what I guess people are calling poly.
Poly?
Yeah, you know, that just more open about who I love and what we do and not bogged down in the whole
more than
binary
one
gender. More than one person.
I got you. Now, when you say poly, it's like you and a girl and him, you and a guy and him, two girls, three guys. What are we talking about? Give me some numbers.
Well, it could be any of that, but right now I'm seeing a guy, Mike, mm-hmm. and he was totally down with bringing another guy into the equation.
Okay.
And so we found Ryan, and the whole thing about this, it's not freaky. I mean, where it's really open and everybody knows everything up front. And so we thought we found the third door, little triad, and I don't know where he went.
So Mike and, which one are we looking for, Mike or Ryan?
Ryan. Okay, Ryan for totally Ryan. Okay. Disappeared on us.
So you still have Mike.
I still have Mike.
Oh, that's not bad then. All right. So we're only looking for
Maybe that's why it's better to have more than one, so you have a spare in case someone leaves.
Yeah. She's trying to set up a triangle here, and it's just not staying up. So we got to find, we're looking for Ryan to see what. Okay, well, let's try this out. Let's see what he says.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Andrea. Now, let me give you a little background here before we make the phone call. So Andrea and Mike and Ryan were in a polyamorous relationship, Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
Many people just blending in together.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
But for some reason, Ryan has gone MIA. So Andrea and Mike are wondering where he is. Okay, stay quiet, okay? We're going to try and call Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And please, if you give me 20 seconds, I can explain to you why we're calling. It's for a great reason.
We're not
trying to sell you. No, listen. We're not trying to sell you anything. We actually got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to call you on their behalf.
Who?
Okay, so it's a girl that you know, and she knows you. And I'm going to tell you her name. Don't worry. But basically, she's calling us because she would like to go on a date with you. And if you say yes, we'll let you pick wherever you'd like to go for a date, your favorite restaurant or a restaurant you'd like to try. We'll pay for all the food, the drinks, all that stuff, so you guys can get to know each other better, or just to see if you hit it off.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Her name?
Go ahead.
He got right to it, didn't he?
Yeah, it's Andrea. And she's calling on behalf of herself and Mike.
Really?
Yes. Not, so do you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, good. So she explained to us, you know, your relationship. And so according to her, they love the connection that you guys all have. And
well, I think she likes the connection with Mike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they said they like the connection with you also. So
when it's convenient.
Oh my God.
He's so mad.
What does that mean?
Okay, can you explain? Like, okay.
What's the issue?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, I mean, these guys, you know, they've been a little bit of an item before I got into the field here. And it, in the beginning, it was an interesting dynamic, and I was having a good time. But there's a lot of favoritism going on, and I'm just not up for it.
When you say favoritism, what do you mean?
Oh, this is going to get ugly.
I'd be invited to come over, and they'd already be
getting it
involved.
In.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot of times where I'm just, okay, why am I here?
Oh, my God. Stop.
Watching.
So,
taking notes.
So I was just done with it, man. That's all they do is just use me. They use me for whatever their pleasures are in the moment. They use me for my money. They use me for my weed. I was just getting out of there.
Hold on, Ryan.
I totally forgot she was on the phone. Ryan, Andrea's on the phone and she's listening to what you're saying.
She's pissed.
This is bullshit. You know it's true.
No, we have been nothing but honest with you. And at any time, you can just open your sweet mouth and speak up or participate. I don't know who taught you to
You got to give to get.
And we're there, and we are open to all things.
How much more weed do I have to give? How much more time do I have to give?
Maybe you should have some of that weed and loosen up. You are just so squeamish about everything.
I got all these crazy rules. You keep changing them as the time goes on. It's never the same. It's always something different. I'm your walking ATM.
You knew from the beginning that I have been trying to find a job. I have been looking for work every day, and that's all part of it. We were honest. I was totally upfront about that, and now you're going to throw it in my face?
Well, you got a car. Don't you know how to drive? You can do Uber. You could do Uber Eats, Uber Drive, Uber this, Uber that. I mean, you could Uber Mike. You already are Ubering Mike. I just sit there in the corner of my weed.
I'm glad one of us is, because you show up and just sit there and watch.
Oh,
you're like
my
Uber voyeur.
Good Lord.
This is f***ed up, man. I got into this relationship. I thought I was going to get laid. I thought someone was going to be f***ing me. I was going to be f***ing them. I'm not getting anything out of this for aggravation and no weed and no money.
So is that no to another date?
Because
we can pay for all three of you if that's what you want, or just two of you. Or
no, I'm done, man. Pornhub's free, man. I'm done.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
There's really basically one rule when it comes to a first date. Make sure that you both are in agreement that you're actually on a date. Otherwise, you're going to end up talking to us. Second date update on the 10th. Tomorrow morning, 7:10. You're going to laugh with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.